Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If a U-Cut Christmas tree experience is part of your roadside farm market operation, you know that this weekend is the busiest of your sales season.
Typically it is. There's a lot going on around here, and it's so much fun, and we're just like a bunch of elves around here right now trying to scurry around and get everything ready. We're making wreaths, and we've already got 300 foot of garland made, and we have a new fire barrel to keep everybody warm with the open fire, and we're getting our hot chocolate set up and the candy canes and all the salsa and the jam and the honey and all those things people enjoy buying.
As you can hear, Baldwin Farms Madison County Christmas tree operation is a platform for other local products to get to consumers. This season, they've added handmade wooden toys for the boys, holiday decorative hair bows for the girls. Marjorie Baldwin says they definitely make a farm visit a family experience, but the tree is still at the center of it all.
When they arrive at the farm, we give them a map and a saw and let them just go choose the one they want and bring it back, and we'll help them tie it on the car if they need a little help. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy being a part of that.
They grow their own Norway spruce, white spruce, and white pine, and ship in some Fraser firs that customers like. And of course, they provide lots of Christmas cheer. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Madison County's Marjorie Baldwin says the drought in the second half of the year resulted in a total loss of some 1,000 seedlings they planted last fall. They've already replanted and are hoping for the best 6 or 7 years down the road when those mature. One special feature of a visit to their farm is a family photograph they like to take and keep in an album for a year.
And then the next year, when families come back, they usually, first thing they do is run to the photo album and pick out their picture. I think we had about 400 and some pictures in there this year for 2015. So they run to their photo albums and get their picture out of there and take it home. They can kind of measure the kids' ages by how many years they've been to the Christmas tree farm.
From her perspective, that trip to the farm for a tree is about a lot more than a tree. She wants her farm to serve as a backdrop for all of the good things that come with Christmas. To locate a tree farm near you, go online to kyfb.com/markets. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.